the council meeting last night at the Chambers in Castle Street, and the Cultural and Civic Space project is under the spotlight again. As you'd be aware, the council confirmed to us last week that the acid sulfate soil being removed would go to Queensland. And when we asked about the budget costings and things like that, you see, because it was originally due to be going to Sawtell before there was community concerns and outcry about it going there. The whole, we don't want it in Sawtell. We don't want you to bring it to Sawtell. So they listened to the locals and they went, well, we've got to think of a different way of how we do it. So that's where the decision was made, from our understanding, to send it to Queensland. So the council tell us and confirmed with us it's for an estimated cost of $1.51 million to make that plan change to send it up there to Queensland, where the soil can possibly be reused as well after it's treated. Well, council confirmed as well that the cost is covered by the contingency fund set aside for the project. When we asked how much was set aside, we were told that the figure was commercial in confidence, with the council saying it's accepted commercial practice not to disclose these amounts to the contractor, and therefore this remains commercial in confidence. Well, at last night's council meeting, Councillor Sally Townley raised concerns over the decision to transport the acid sulfate soils to Queensland, saying that she was shocked to learn of the new plan. This is what she had to say in the meeting.
I was quite shocked when this occurred, Madam Mayor, so much so that I would actually be in the next couple of days seeking support from fellow councillors to actually have an extraordinary meeting to discuss this further in confidence and find out exactly what happened, when this plan changed, how did it change, the decision around, you know, approving that variation, how that was all made. I think, you know, this is, I guess for me, having gone out on a limb, thinking that, you know, this is really tightly controlled, that we know exactly what's happening, that we're there every step of the way, that we've got external, professional, high-quality project management, to then suddenly find out this radical change of direction is urgent, and I will be seeking for us to have an extraordinary meeting, Madam Mayor, if another councillor will support me to talk more about it.
And Councillor Tegan Swan, who was in Sydney via video link in the meeting, was apparently putting a hand up saying, I'll support it. But, of course, they said, look, you've got to wait till the paperwork's in. So, but it's understood that Councillor Townley will be calling for an extraordinary meeting to find out what happened and to discuss the new plans further, including how the decision on the alternate arrangements were made. Well, I mean, you can't have it both ways, though. I mean, we had people complaining because they didn't want, and there it is again, complaining. People complaining because they didn't want it to go to Sawtell and fought to not have it go to Sawtell. So then it was decided to go to Queensland, and then because it's going to cost extra money, you then had people complaining about how it's going to cost more to send it to Queensland. However, the council assure us in the statement to us that it's important to note that this falls within the total project end cost budget figure of $81.27 million.